Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thanks for listening so much on the radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube. What's up to the folks on YouTube? Oh, I always give the finger to the YouTube folks. I thought Justin was going away from me when I did that. Tucker got mad at me when I did that.
So edgy of you.
Yeah, well, look, I'm edgy.
You're giving the people on YouTube. Is that what you do every time?
I never noticed
that.
Yeah, this is the guy that's representing this show every day. We are a classy show.
I am just, I'm trying to show the YouTube folks my love. This is my peace sign. The Top 5 of 5 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS. And Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So, yes, with Nick Sirianni getting a little testy with the media today, it reminded me of some of our other favorites in town getting testy with the media. And maybe us.
Oh, maybe us.
Maybe us.
Or are we going to get...
Maybe.
Okay. All right.
Starting at number five. Now, this was actually not testy with us. Happened to be testy with another coach. And I think for a long time was the gold standard of coach testiness in this town. The one and only John Chaney.
I just got my ass blasted for giving them hell down in West Virginia. And here you get a hell of a job right here today. Good job. Three class guys, and you pick them out here and single them out. You can't get any of them near the front guys. Shut up, guys. We're trying to get more front guys. Hey, 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 hey,
John Chaney going, I mean, unreal, going after Calipari.
I think I was in, were we still in college when that happened?
Yes.
Yeah, because I wasn't here when that happened.
Because Calipari was at UMass.
Yeah. So it was mid, early 90s.
Yeah, there was the Camby teams and all that kind of stuff.
Man, I remember that, man. Coach Chaney. My goodness. I think that.
I'll kill you?
That made me afraid of Coach Chaney the whole time I was here.
Yeah.
I remember Coach Chaney was at a Glenn food finals.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
At Delaware Park, I think.
Those used to be some of my favorite call-ups. Like, Coach Chaney would call up on his own.
Oh, really?
As a guest on the show just to disagree with Glenn. Is that where we got the whole, shut up, MacNow?
Yeah. I think I have it. Hold on. Here it is.
Hey, MacNow.
Sir.
Shut up.
No, that was afterwards.
Yeah.
That wasn't the one that happened in the
real
moment.
One.
Yeah, the one that happened in the moment, yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, Coach Chaney was the best, man. Yeah.
One of one.
Yeah. Straight up trying to kill another coach. I love
I'll
it.
Kill you.
I'll kill you.
That's Temple basketball. The fourth testy Philly coach, there is nothing like when Doug got a little worked up. Because Doug's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
Lovable and seemed to be pretty carefree. But when he got testy. And this is one of the best. When there was a report out there about Carson being cleared for contact and ready to come back in 2018.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't sit very well with Doug.
First of all, I appreciate y'all putting words in my mouth this week. And therefore, I'm not going to discuss it.
How were words put in your mouth?
You saw the reports.
What reports?
Next question.
Hey, but who
Next question.
Who here put the words in?
Next question.
I know, but what reporter here put the words in your mouth?
I'm not answering the question.
I know, but you said you.
That's the group.
Well, that makes no sense. Yeah, gonna lump us all together. Okay.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right,
I'm gonna lump you all together.
Okay, well that's good. We're asking a fair question.
What's the point of this? I mean,
exactly. What is the point of this? It's my decision.
And you're not going to discuss your decision.
No.
So why are you having a
meeting? Not publicly. Not publicly. I don't do that. I don't do it with any position on this team. I will not do it.
I remember that one too.
That was pretty tense. You could tell Doug was not even comfortable being mad.
No, he never was.
Yeah.
Never was.
Nah, yeah, he was, because Doug's a nice guy, man. I played with Doug. Doug is like a happy-go-lucky guy, man. He really is. You almost have to. He felt he was pushed to being that angry. He was real ticked off about that.
It was almost like he was trying to show that he could be angry,
right?
Exactly.
Or something.
That's what he could do with Angelo. Pissed off Angelo.
Yes. Yeah. No, you're not.
That was the worst one.
Yeah.
That was a really tough one.
Did you see
not that best?
Did you see Aaron Glenn yesterday?
The
head coach of the Jets.
Yeah.
It was similar to that.
Yeah, he's losing it.
In that Rich Samimi reported that Garrett Wilson was going to miss 3 or 4 weeks with a knee, and Aaron Glenn got up there and he's like, "I don't need to give the injury report. Rich will give it to you. Just ask him."
Going back and forth to media members, not always the best idea.
No, no.
The third testy Philly coach moment. Again, there's just so many Mount Rushmores on here, but this is on the Mount Rushmore. A legendary rivalry between old Charlie and Pops.
Oh, yeah.
So I am 35. Hey, Howard, if I knew that, I would fix it. Stop thinking about that. Is the rest of the lineup going to be fine?
And the point is,
hey, do I know if the rest of the lineup is going to be fine? If I knew that, don't you think I'd do something about it? Does anybody else know that, Howard? Do you know it? I don't think so. I know you don't know it, matter of fact. Hey, who does know it?
Okay, but the point is there anything left to do if the rest of the lineup?
I don't know what I can do, Howard. If we don't hit and score runs, I don't know what we can do. I don't know what nobody else can do about it, and I know you can't do a damn thing about it. So, what else you want to know? Anything else?
What are you going to squirt that on?
That's what I want to know. I'll knock you out.
Oh, go for it, Charlie.
That's when.
Yeah.
I'll knock you out.
Yeah, what about the part? Did he? It was something else to that, right? How about you and me going to...
Yeah, there's one more, but this is another one.
I can show you I can get angry if you want to. Why don't you drop by my office and
come on in there.
Yeah.
I'll be waiting on you.
I've said this before, but I did interview Charlie years later at Ponzio's, and I asked him what would have happened if they fight, and Charlie, if you guys fought, and Charlie looked at me and he's like, I'd have kicked his ass.
Yeah.
I think he probably would have.
Skip, no, easily.
Skip, yeah. 6'4".
Yeah, he's 6'3", a big...
6'4". He's big not dude. Small.
No. Strong.
Yes.
Man. Yeah.
He used to be different around here.
Yeah.
I missed the king.
I mean, that was a moment.
I'm just telling you, man. Your dad is different, man.
You can get the mat. He's had several different.
Oh my goodness! Yes, exactly.
Beat him up,
man. Yes.
You think I'm annoying?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, him and Doc. That used to be some of the best. Him and Doc Rivers. That was some of the best stuff.
Yes.
Too.
Well, speaking of Doc, number two.
Do you remember? Also, speaking of Howard and the Sixers, when Sam Hinkie asked where he was.
Really?
One time,
where's Howard? At?
Yeah, because Howard used to ask, "Where's Hinkie? Where's Hinkie?" Hinkie had a press conference on something, and he's like, he asked where Howard was.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Speaking of Doc, though, always testy, always aggressive, always had his backup, and I think that was never more representative than the Paul Reed victory tour.
I'm not going to go on the Paul Reed victory tour, so don't start. We're trying to win a world championship, man.
To that point, Doc. Yeah. Just seeing him have.
It's important. Yeah, that's huge for us. But having said that, I got a feeling Joel will be playing more, you know, unless y'all want us to sit him. So I don't get caught up in all that stuff.
Paul had gotten more minutes earlier in the season.
He would be on the All-Star team. Okay. I mean, it's just, the backup. Everybody loves. I mean, enough.
You're talking about yeah. him in the playoffs, and just, he hasn't gotten many minutes.
He's had to earn it, and he's done that. And there's a lot of things we didn't like what he was doing.
Uh-oh.
He'll tell you that, and he's come around to playing the right way. I swear, coaching is hard, guys, and you have to get your guys to play the right way. But you don't see that. I do.
I feel a little responsible for that because I think the podcast started the wave of Paul Reed support.
Oh, yeah. No, you should feel responsible yes. for it. It's yeah. one of the most ridiculous things you ever did.
And, yeah. then you forced them to match that stupid offer.
Yes.
I might have done that.
No, you did.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he stinks.
Well, he doesn't stink.
No, he does.
He won us a playoff game that year against the Nets. It was the Paul Reed game. And just so you know, we did the Paul Reed Victory Tour t-shirt immediately after he said that. It was the greatest moment. It's like, oh, you don't want a Paul Reed Victory Tour? Guess what?
Well, watch this.
That's exactly what we're getting, big boy, because we said he should have played more, and he should have.
Oh, man.
I can imagine funny. Paul Reed is difficult to coach. By the also, I agree with him that Paul Reed is probably difficult to coach.
All right. But number one.
It's got to be what I hope it is.
No, it's Gabe and Angela.
Yes.
Yeah, are you kidding
oh,
me?
Wow.
There's never a bad time to play this. Yeah. A little long, but I don't care. Gabe and Angela, just legendary radio.
He acknowledged that. And talking about acknowledgement, I'm acknowledging that.
Okay.
He can do a better job running out of the batter's box.
Right.
I'm also acknowledging that our center fielder at the time, our leadoff hitter, got hurt in a major way, and that sucks. I'm saying it's not Segura's fault. And to say that it is absolutely irresponsible.
Oh, it is. Well, then you better tell the whole city because everybody thinks that was the reason.
Speak for the whole, Angela, you don't speak for the whole city.
I talk to a hell of a lot more fans than you do.
You talk to the guys that call in, the men and women that call
and,
in.
And the ones that email and me not, and the ones not, that are on Twitter and all and, the other people.
And that
are you trying to tell me you're more plugged into the city than I am? Is that what you're going to say?
Not.
You've been on the West Coast for a week, Gabe.
I'll tell you this. What you're plugged into are the people that call in to your show, not all of the fans of Philadelphia like you represent.
Yeah. We actually polled this question, and 85% of the people said that Segura should have been held accountable far more than you did. So that's over 5,000-6,000 people. That's not enough either for you, Gabe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
How many do you need before you realize that you're actually not in tandem with what's going on in your own city?
Your sample, the sample that you're drawing from?
Too small.
Very
yep.
specific sample.
Too small. All right. Okay. One last thing. Would you do anything differently about this week, Gabe?
I think the one thing that I would do differently is probably, I think I may have handled this show a little bit different. I think I got a little bit frustrated with you. I am very frustrated with you.
Okay.
And I might have handled this show different. Otherwise,
okay.
I'd have to go back and look at everything in isolation. But right now, pretty perturbed. I think you didn't handle this show in a fair and reasonable way.
Okay.
And that's probably the thing I'm most disappointed in, is the way you handled this show.
Well, I'm disappointed in some of the answers, so I guess we're equal on that.
Mm.
Adam, you got to give it to Gabe. He came back every time.
I applauded him.
Yes.
I applauded him then.
Yes.
I mean, no other coach in this city would have gone back and forth with Angela
like that.
No way.
You only know the people.
I never heard it.
You only know your callers.
Woo! That's when I was doing middays, too. So I got that full interview on the way in to the station that day.
You were with us. I mean, it was you were in afternoons at that point.
Was that afternoons?
Yeah, because Gabe was 18, 19.
Oh, you know what? I might have been at home. You're right. When I heard that. I certainly heard it. I mean, I used to listen. It was appointment radio listening to Angelo and Gabe every Wednesday.
Every week. Unbelievable. Yeah. I know you credit with bringing baseball back in Philadelphia. I credit Gabe. Because just like, you know how we were talking earlier about the Flyers and how I said the controversy can bring in casual people again. Mm-hmm. Gabe was finally something after years of the Phillies to argue about. Because
we talked about him more than we talked about the players.
It was just about the decisions he made.
Yep.
And those teams, they all collapsed, but they were pretty good, you know, during the
season. 2 years in a row, they were in first place, I think, right, Fritz, going into August or September?
Yeah. August.
Yeah. Gabe made it fun to talk about the Phillies again on WIP.
Dude, I'll never forget. The night after his first game, pulls Nola, 68 pitches. And you could tell people were just waiting for him to do something.
Yep.
And me and Julio were doing evenings, so we're doing post game. First guy calls in. I want my manager to have a beer gut and tobacco. And it was full board before it even started. It was amazing. Gabe was the best.
Yeah, the look.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was particular about how his appearance was.
First press conference, Pops brings up coconut oil.
Yeah.
Another classic.
Dude.
He also, the other thing that hurt him was he came in 4 years into the process.
Yeah.
So people already had their backup about nerds, you know, making weird decisions and resting people. And, and Gabe... Yeah, I give him credit for arguing with Angelo. The other thing was he thought he could argue everyone in Philly into seeing things the way that he saw them instead of just presenting it as how, and it frustrated them that he couldn't convince everybody.
Yeah.
It drove him crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, how do you not all not see this?
Yeah, this is obvious. I'm smart. You're dumb. Congratulations.
Well, then we had the curveball machine.
Yes.
Bryce Mertz.
Yes. Congratulations to Gabe, who is now the general manager of the Miami Marlins.
How about that?
Yeah.
He definitely fits in down in Miami.
Oh,
great looking people down in Miami.
Yep. He was with the Giants. Then he's with the Marlins. Come on. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Josh in Nicetown. You're in WIP. What's up, Josh?
Good afternoon, guys. My feelings for Sirianni. Basically, he's a glorified... valet. He can get the hamburgers. He can park the cars. You know, basically, that's what he is to me. He always been a glorified valet.
So,
the guy that just won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, been to two and has the third highest winning percentage in the Super Bowl era. I understand what you're saying, Josh, but it's very hard to win as much as he's won and be a valet.
He's a fraud. The man is a fraud.
Well, how do you explain all the winning?
It's not because of him, because he can't. The man can't coach. Y'all know this.
Again, how do you explain all the winning?
Jalen.
Okay.
Wow.
Jaylen. Listen to these two.
Yeah. All right.
Easy. Okay. 10-7.
Okay.
It's Jalen and everybody else.
Okay.
Sirianni, he's a glorified valet. He's a
manager.
Well,
who sets the culture, Josh, who sets the culture in the building?
Jalen does.
Oh,
no,
my God.
No, he doesn't.
So what do you think Nick Sirianni is doing? Nothing?
Nothing. I'm being honest with y'all guys. He does nothing.
He does nothing but win is what he does.
Man is a fraud, and I'm going to tell you, the chickens are coming home to roost.
What do you mean coming home to roost? He's already won a Super Bowl and been to two of them. What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about, guys, that this whole AJ thing, AJ's clearer than anybody, that this guy can, you know, you can't give him the playbook because we took it from him. They took it from me.
Right.
And gave it to PJ.
He's not a great play caller.
He can't coach me either.
Yeah, he's not a great play. Hold on, listen. He's not the greatest play caller. We got that. We all understand that. But neither is John Harbaugh. Neither is Mike Tomlin. They're not great play callers, although they're both Hall of Fame coaches. And you know who else is probably going into the Hall of Fame if he keeps up doing what he's doing? That fraud coach you just called, Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, well, he's Doug Peterson 2.0. In 2017,
18
season.
Here's what I would tell you. I listen, and I love Doug. Doug had what? He had one double-digit win season. They won the Super Bowl. Team. The next year they were 9-7.
Made the playoffs at 9-7.
And then they were 9-7 again that next year.
In 19.
When Carson got injured in the playoff game.
Yes.
And then they were 4-20.
4-12.
Yeah. 4-20.
Yeah.
4-12.
Yes.
Come on. Come on, Josh. You got to get Nick Sirianni a lot of credit. I'm not going to even tell you about the one score games he holds a record, not only this year at 6-1, all time winning percentage in the history of the game in one score games. I think I saw the stat spike today. Amazed me. I think he was 32-12, I believe he is, in one score games in his career.
Wow.
32-12.
Can I say this about AJ?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Basically with him, I understand where he's coming from. You know what I mean? He might be suffering from some mental issues, and we glossing it over. I mean, it might be. Anytime you read in a book in the middle of a game and you got to get souped up, you know, Ike, you know better than anyone. You don't really need to get souped up to play this game here. You know what I mean? If you're in it, you're in it. But I think it's more than what we are seeing here. And I think he might be crying out for help, and we just think it's you know, about the game. It might be more than the game. It might be, you know.
And that also would be speculation. That also would be speculation.
Yeah, I just feel something else is wrong here, you know.
I know, but it's unfair to AJ to just throw that out there so free and will. Like, that's it. I mean, he seemingly is going about his everyday life the same way, right? He said he's happy when he is at home playing football with his son. He's on stream playing video games. He seems at times where he's horse playing around with his teammates, whether it's Reed Blankenship or Cooper DeJean. I'm just wondering when it's reckless to even throw that in there, because when does that stuff come into play? Only when we start talking about this? Or is it always, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's unfair to even throw that out there when we really don't know.
And again, I look at his route, and he looked like he lost a step. I don't know if it's the growing. I don't know if it's just, you know, he just lost a step. But for me, it's not because he's not giving an effort. I think he just can't. I just think that's what the issue is. I think he's
so. You think he's limited?
He's limited, and he's frustrated, and that can play a mental game too. You know what I mean? When you being a guy and you're limited to what you physically can do, and if you look at it, you know he's not doing what he normally do, and that's frustrating, and that can play a mental toll. And I think if you just look at it and the games, he's trying, but it's not just there. It's not there.
I kind of agree with you with that. And here's where I'm sort of appreciate the call, Josh. I'm starting to, Spike, at least entertain that possibility.
Sure.
Because here's what I would say. And it didn't really dawn on me until Nick Sirianni was speaking, and they was asking him about this with AJ and the targets or what have you. AJ got those two early targets,
mm-hmm.
right? He didn't get, in other words, they didn't focus on getting AJ the ball the rest of the game.
Not until the last play of the game.
So why do you think the coaches would do that?
That I always keep coming back to, you think the coaches don't want to throw the ball?
Right. Like, yeah, exactly. Like, so I'm wondering if this is some sort of physical thing where maybe he's not getting as open and the opportunities aren't as plentiful as they had been in years past. I don't know. Are defenses up challenging AJ more because they don't believe he can run past them? Right? And they also are putting help over the top of him. The worst thing we can do is drill into Jalen's head, you need to throw the ball to him no matter what.
Can't do that.
Because when he starts turning the ball over, everybody's going to be mad about that. You're trying to force the ball to AJ.
Sure.
And it just doesn't make sense to me from a philosophical standpoint why they wouldn't throw him the ball unless they – it's a reason why Devontae is getting targets and getting open. I mean – how can you not at least start to entertain the physical part of this as to, is he the same wide receiver? I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying maybe the coaches see something too.
I just keep coming back to, the coaches are not morons.
Yeah.
They might not, you might not think Kevin Poole is the greatest offensive coordinator, Nick Sirianni is the greatest head coach, but they certainly see that they have AJ Brown.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's no...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's never had a problem getting the ball in the past.
No. Not to this degree.
Yeah, so yeah. That's all I'm saying. Like, listen, sometimes you lose it faster than you realize it, and it takes takes fans a while to accept it. Like, well, maybe he's not the same player. I don't know. The idea that Jalen is purposely not throwing the ball, or the coaches aren't scheming... or putting AJ a part of the game plan, those two things, I don't see where that benefits the team.
Or the other thing is, he's just so covered, it's leaving everybody else wide open. It's not like we're passing the ball all over the place.
Yeah.
And if that were the case, then every number one wide receiver would have no catches, and their number two wide receiver would be the leading wide receiver.
Would make them the number one wide receiver.
Like, you would think Ja'Marr Chase would get so much attention that T. Higgins would get more catches than it.
Right.
It doesn't add up. I'm sorry. It doesn't add up.
I agree.
We really got to do this fantasy thing next with Buzz.
Yeah. I mean, we could definitely start shortening it.
Well, yeah.
He looks forward to this all week.
Yeah. Buzz?
Yeah.
I know. But we got to start it, though.
Yeah, we got three horrible teams.
Well, I put 155 points this week.
Whatever.
Wow. Did you?
And I lost.
No.
Yeah.
There we go. There's the update.
$155 and we lost?
I know.
Well, you deserve it. You won with some pathetic scores. Right?
Yeah. That's true. That's true. Yeah. Law averages.
Yes. Yeah. Wooder always finds his level.
Yes. Wooder does.
You actually got that right.
We'll give the...
I know that one. Don't you worry.
Buzz will be here with the Fantasy Football League update next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.